This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Welcome, everybody, back to a brand new episode. Thanks, Matt. I'll be the host of this here podcast. The podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All right.
Wow.
All right, Matt's on a little bit of delay. All right, he's back in Austin. He's looking good. He'll be back here when I'm down there. So that's how we work. I guess I'm even Cobb. What's going on?
Dude, I thought we lost Matt there for a second. I was like, oh, damn, this is going to be a tough one. What's going on? I'm feeling strong. I feel good. And you're right, I'm heading to Seattle this week, prepared for the cold. I would say number one thing, go Mariners. They're on fire right now.
It's unbelievable. All right, down there, getting everything set up from the desert. Matt, Kama, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, boys? It's good to see you both. You can't see me, but I can see you, so... we're going to get through this. It was great to see you this weekend, Ted.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I liked that some people had no idea Matt was going to be in town. So it was a very good surprise.
Yeah.
That is rad.
First of all, we've got to talk a little bit about the Seattle Mariners. Now, you guys grew up here. I've been here 20 years, but I don't know. Like, I'm really, really big on the Mariners. Things are going good, but I feel like there's just... I don't know. It's like, is there heartache ahead of us?
Dude, I mean, okay, I'll speak for, as the only one of us who grew up in the Northwest, I'll speak first. What I'd like to say is, you know, I survived the refuse to lose sadness, the Soto mojo. I mean, the 95 Mariners, the 97 Mariners, 2001 Mariners. And they've had some incredible teams, but for whatever reason, the playoffs have never been our friend. Can I brag for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, but this time is going to be different, Ted. Let me tell you why. I usually never talk about, as people who listen know that I own a popcorn shop down in the market. I never talk about our customers, but it's most of the, you know, the bigger name companies in town that you would expect. But this morning I got an email, Ted. And it said, we need emergency popcorn. It was none other than the Seattle Mariners. So we're making some for them for tomorrow morning. Rush order. We got our staff on it. I feel like I don't want to take all the credit here, but I feel like I might push them over the edge. No, this is the year, dude. It's happening. Ted, we said at the beginning of this year, God damn it, this is our year. Like 2025 vibe, dude. Get the Mariners in the World Series. Now you're gonna have to
Right.
bleep me.
2025. I'm with you. And like the ALDS goes 5 games, right? I gotta tell you, Friday night was unbelievable, right? Matt, I saw Matt Saturday, so Matt, bear with me. He's heard part of the story. But I'm gonna go to the Husky game, right? So again, I think Cobb knows it's not a very I don't like to bring it up all the time, but me and GD and Max have our own little text thread. So I'm like, boys, like at the Husky game, back in action, back in purple after 1 week off in my red. GD's like, I'm at the Mariners game. I need updates. So I'm already like, this is a special night. Like, Husky Stadium 2 was unreal. Like, nobody wanted to go into the game because the Mariners game 5 had already tipped off. Then it's like halftime. Like, everybody in the stands is trying to like watch the game on their phones, but there's so many people, it's hard to get. So we go down at halftime after the drone show. First ever drone show in Husky football history. Pretty impressive.
Jesus.
What all I said was this better not replace fireworks on the fourth.
That would piss me off too.
Right. Like, I love the drone shows. Super cool. We're keeping fireworks too. So then at halftime, just me and my buddy Sean sitting there, we go down and the whole concourse is packed, but there's nobody buying beers or hot dogs or snacks. Everybody's just watching the Mariners game. So
Yes.
like we're like, all right, like it's the seventh inning or eighth inning. Let's watch a little of this Mariners game. Well, then it goes to extras. So before you know it, everybody's just down there. And like you could see the Huskies, because we're like on the 300 level. So you can walk around the corner and kind of seeing them kind of pulling away. Then before you know it, they're like, we're calling off beer sales. So we get a couple more beers. Then the TVs freeze on the Mariners
No.
game. I pull it up on Fox Deportes on my phone, and then there's like 40 people behind me. And at one, I'm just holding up. People are like holding up higher, and it's like I this is as high as my arm goes. And then like one guy's like, "Is your shoulder okay, man? Are you okay up there?" And I'm like, "I got it, I got it." Like I'm
Why are
like,
they speaking Spanish?
right, there's no volume on. That game lasts so long. We leave the game. The Huskies have won. They've beaten Rutgers. We've watched an entire college football game. Walk back to our tailgate spot, fire up Rob's car, turn the TV back on. Now people are just sitting in the parking lot watching the Mariners game, right?
Oh my
So,
God.
couple times I thought they blew it, right? Bateman on first and second, no outs, didn't push a run across. Then everybody's TVs, like they're, like depending on your server, so your carriers at different things. So at one point you hear some cheering in the distance, and we're like, oh, they scored that run. Like they're gonna win this game. But everybody would wait till it got to their TV, then they'd celebrate. And then just every car right there on Montlake, everybody's just honking. I mean, it was the way I described it is watching big time college football while your hometown or your town you live in team is playing postseason baseball, elite sports experience.
Dude, that is. And that's it feels like, I mean, it's dip season, dude. We already said it's our year. You've been on fire the last 2 months. Like, that feels very apropos.
Yeah, it was one of the cooler things I've ever been a part of in my life. And just the joy and excitement. I mean, we met three dudes in the parking lot. And they started watching the game. It's just us. We got a 30 pack. Like, you want some beers? And they're like, yeah. They all grew up and live in Puyallup and Yelm. They put two and two together. They figured out they're partying with E. Ted Smith. So after the game, I'm like, where are you guys going? And they're like, we're driving home. And I said, nah, you got to come with us to the bar. So I took them to my local. And like, we get in there. And it's like a party atmosphere. It was like heading to a bar post reception. And
Oh
everybody's
yeah.
still in that great mood. Like it was just unbelievable, dude.
I mean, that makes sense. That's 48 years of pain and suffering, you know? Like, these fans have earned it.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And then
Wow, dude.
what was he gonna say? Yeah, like Saturday was a great day. Our buddy's kid was having a birthday, ran into Matt. We'll talk more about that, but you know, I think I said to Matt, I said to a couple people, I go, look, Toronto should beat the shit out of the Mariners in game one. No arms left, none of this. I said, but Seattle's so hot right now, they might just win game one. So Sunday evening, I get home. The mayor's like, it's already the third inning. He's like, hey, man, you want to go watch a few innings? We go back to the bar. I've never heard it that loud, not for a Seahawks game. Everybody yelling, screaming. They get game one. I'm like, good. The game on, I was like, game two matters, but does it really? You just want to split that, you know, first two games.
Yeah.
And then the Mariners go out and win game two in Toronto on their Thanksgiving. Like, suck it, Canada.
Yeah, I mean, it's the story writes itself. And just what it would mean to the city, I mean, I can't even imagine. I don't even know what would happen. That's like the most, dude, the Seahawks are amazing, but like the Mariners is the beloved team of the city. Oh my gosh.
I don't know, but it's unreal. It's electric up here. I was going to say, somebody else we know was like, I got a line on tickets, but they're in suites. They cost this much money. And I was like, ooh, oh, if I wasn't going to Austin and F1 this weekend, maybe. But I was like, wow. Can't pull the trigger on that. But I mean, yeah.
Dude, dish the dirt. What's a suite costing at for a Mariners game? You don't have to say if you don't want to, but I'm very curious.
The cost on that ticket was and I believe it was for game five, was about $1,300.
Oh, damn.
It's like, well, it's fully, you know, it's catered and everything. And I'm just like, oh, no, sir.
Right? How many ice cream filled batting helmets can one man eat? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only so much sushi.
I know. And we already had a slight incident Friday. We got so fired up after that win. I was like, let's shotgun some beers. And like shotgun that beer, and you know, I've been trying to be a little more careful. Like the stomach just wasn't having it. Like my buddy, we shotgunned him. He chest bumped me, and I went, I gotta walk around the corner and puke that beer right back up.
Dude, I was at a UT tailgate. My friends were making fun of me because I was like, I shotgun at max one beer a year. I'm like, today's the day. And we just beasted one. Like, you know, still got it. Felt good.
Yeah, it felt great. Doing it, but as soon as we chest bumped, I was like, oh, my stomach was like, nah, man, we don't really do this much anymore.
You're not that guy, pal. Dude, that's so awesome. I love, god damn it, I'm just happy to hear that like everything's going so well for you, you know, just on the friend side. I know we're doing a podcast, but like it's just hitting.
It's unreal. And Matt will attest, he showed up on Saturday. Oh, I was bragging. All day, I'm wearing my Diplo 5K shirt. So,
yes, dude.
Right. So, right, MCTP, who was a professional trainer for a living. All day, I'm annoying the crap out of people like, hey, can I talk to you about your protein? What are we? So I think by the time Matt got there and I was into a few beverages, I'm like, good to see you, Matt. Pretty much the healthiest guy here. What do you need help with?
Yeah. You looking to change your life? It's your lucky day, pal. Dude, that's awesome, man. And that Diplo 5K looked awesome. Like that Diplo 5K looked amazing too. I love the mayor's stolen valor.
Oh, walking around with a medal. You didn't run. You didn't even walk. You didn't do any of it.
I love that.
I've also had to work on my terminology. I keep saying I've done a 5K, I did a 5K. Because you say run, people go, you ran the whole thing? It's like, well, no, a lot of walking, but we did one.
I completed a 5K.
Well, again, for people that listened to last week, this is going to be a little repetitive, but Cobb, you do the 5K. My buddy's parked up the street. It's us two and person shouldn't will be named later. Head up to the truck. Then boom, one banana, one shot of tequila, one White Claw. Let's go party at Diplo.
Oh my God, dude. Ted, you are living the dream. God, I just want you to, you need a TV show, dude. I'm sick of this. It's like just weekends with Ted. That's awesome. Wow. Was the, you know, a little off color, but was the talent as expected? We were talking about you flirting with women out there.
Oh yeah, ton of chicks.
Yes.
I was gonna say, we started talking to some English dude in the first line we were in for a White Claw, and he's like, "Come up front with me and the missus." So that's like that picture we sent of all of us
Oh
up
yeah.
front. That just happened literally when we got there. And then what was he say? Like Macklemore was there. He did the 5K. Yeah, I mean, and then you're just dancing. I mean, I think I sweat it more dancing at Diplo than we did during the race.
Well, dude, that's like my favorite exercise now is just dancing and going off to a great set. And Diplo's a good, fun, kind of bouncy, you know, party DJ too. I mean, he knows what he's doing, you know?
Oh, and when we walked in, he was playing some song. I think it's a John Summit song. But like, as soon as we walk in, those two look at each other. I guess you guys listened to it a bunch in the desert, and they're like, "This is digital, whatever." they were like, "It's meant to be." And it's like, we look at our watches, it's 11:11. We were
synchronized
just like,
watches. Yes. Like,
game on.
Dude, that's chef's kiss. That's perfect. I love that. Oh, man. Yeah. And like, you know, like the two you were with, very fun for that kind of an event.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were at it all day. And then, yeah, we ended up in Greenwood. I, of course, had on the medal all day long. Told, you know, we're finishers. We're finishers. Like, just let us upstairs.
And, step aside.
And my buddy's watch, when we were in the concert, he's like, shows me his watch, and it's just like, new goal achieved. Like, great job. Like, every 2 minutes, his watch is just like, what are you doing? Like, you're active, but nobody's this active.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you guys were firing on all cylinders. Like, when I saw those photos, I was like, yes, it's exactly like we drew it up in the playbook.
Oh, and the Mariners were giving away like my pink hat, but it was green. So I specifically wore that pink Mariners hat. And I mean, so many people were like, where did you get the pink one? Like, Rob was like, dude, you're right. I was like, people love this hat.
I mean, there's some clothing items that just for whatever reason, like they hit. And once you get one of those in the collection, you never let it go. You know, yeah. I have a couple pieces like that. As you've seen for festivals, but one that hits down here for whatever reason is a Detlef Schrempf jersey that I have. Like people are dapping me up every block. Cause they're either pumped they see a Sonics jersey or they're like a big basketball fan. And they're like, dude, Detlef, like deep cut, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It is awesome when you wear like retro stuff and like people recognize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In hell, at Meltdown, I was pumped. Only one guy was wearing that. What's it? Was it? I forget what city it was in China, but Jimmer Fournette was playing there. And I had on that Jimmer jersey from that Chinese team. And one dude just came out of the river and he's like, Jimmer, great jersey. And I was like, yes, I'm so happy I wore this jersey.
That makes it worth it. That's like a great Halloween costume. Like when the one person gets it, and you're like, thank you. Yes. Oh man. God, speaking of coming up.
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's weird. Like I'm missing our traditional Halloween party we all used to go to. And then, cause I'll be down at Emerald Queen Casino for the MMA fights.
Nice.
And then Halloween itself is on a Friday night. So I was like, I don't know. I might put on some kind of costume. I was like, I might just go to some bars around town.
Oh yeah. But even your local is going to be good.
Yeah, right? Like, it's Halloween night. People will be out.
People will definitely be out. I can tell you this. In Austin, people will be out from the Friday before till the Friday of. It's a big, big holiday here. In fact, we just already decorated our car. There's a giant spider on it, lights, the whole deal. The moke, actually.
The moke. Yeah. Matt, what goes on in the desert? Is there a big Halloween scene?
Yeah, there's some stuff. There's like a parade in Palm Springs. I mean, there's a lot going on this year, I think, because Halloween's on a Friday. Yeah, and so we're going out to downtown Palm Springs. And yeah, there's some sort of like parade thing on Arenas Road, which is where all the gay bars are. So I'm pretty excited. I get compliments.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Palm Springs has way too many gay people not to have a Halloween scene. I just feel feel like that, you know, feel like those dudes are into Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
All right, so we're talking about the Mariners, right? And it started reminding me, like, again, Friday night was just a special experience. And even Sunday, sitting in that bar and people are screaming and yelling. So, like, concerts, like, I have a few different sports, like, special moments. So, like, let's take weddings, I don't know, your niece or nephew or childbirth out of it. Like, do you guys remember any special moments from, like, a show or a concert or a sporting event? Like, to give you an example, the 1 year Maryland made a BCS bowl and won the ACC, I was a janitor, and they were playing down at Georgia Tech on a Thursday night, right? So it looks like they're going to lose. I go to get in my car. It's deep in the garage. Something happens. They like recover a kick or something. They go down to kick a field goal as time's running out. I don't hear any of it. And as I'm pulling up out of the garage, I just hear Johnny Holiday losing his mind. And he's like, Maryland wins on the road, like stays undefeated. So, like, that was the first one that came to mind. I remember just pulling out of that garage, just honking my horn, like, let's go.
Wait, sorry, I was shuffling around something for work. What was the question? Great
Oh, just
sports
like a
moments?
concert, sports moment, like just, not weddings, because that's too easy, or like, your niece or nephew or childbirth. Like, what's a special moment you specifically remember?
You talking about like a peak life moment?
Just one like that, like just where you were when that happened. I mean,
Oh
could have
my
been a major
gosh.
event.
Oh yeah. I feel like I've had a lot. Matt, go ahead and go first.
Yeah, I got two. I was there when Wayne Gretzky broke the all-time goals record set by Gordie Howe. I think that was like 94, 95. And
That's pretty
then,
cool.
yeah, about like 5 years later or so, I guess it would have been 99. I was there for game six against the Pacers when the Lakers won their first title with Shaq and Kobe.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Dude,
And
that's incredible.
we got outside in time for the riots that started. Like, a lot of people ended up getting, they locked the doors. They locked people in Staples Center. It got so crazy. But my dad's
Wow.
always good at beating traffic. So we were out there pretty early. And then it's just like, there's just like trash cans on fires and stuff. And I'm like, what is everyone doing, man? We won. Like,
Exactly.
exactly. Chaos.
So mine is like, all right. I don't know if it's better than the Lakers, but it's at least on that level. Barcelona. It must have been 2012 or 2000. Oh, it was 2010 because I just graduated. Final game, World Cup, Spain with Casillas in goal. I mean, their team was absolutely stacked. Like they had Ibrahimovic, Fabregas, I believe. It's like insane team. I'm in Barcelona with four of my friends. They go to the World Cup final and just like, absolute crazy. People are jumping in the fountains. People were going berserk. I was watching with probably 85,000 people on this main stretch. They had big TVs put up in front of the Capitol. Like it was insane.
That's pretty dope. I
Yeah,
do
it was cool.
remember, yeah, the Maryland basketball national title. We were watching at Bernie's, which, if you heard me talk about my buddy Bernie, I found this out in Maryland. I need to tell people. Apparently, my other two friends thought he was going to be like a 6'4" black dude. I was like, they're like, that's Bernie? And I'm like, yeah, man. But I remember we were watching that at Bernie's, and then, yeah, same thing. It was like, do we drive down to College Park? And we had put up this giant, he had a projector. This is 2001, right? And we put up a bed sheet outside his mom's house, and we had to project it. And I remember a Metro bus came by, and the dude just stopped, opened the door from like the street on the back, and was watching the game.
I'm so sick.
Yeah. That and a guy I went to high school with was on the cover of the Washington Post the next day about to punch a police horse.
Oh my God. Punching a
Yeah.
police.
Yeah. Well, of course there was like a mini riot and people were burning stuff on frat row and everything, but that's the one picture just like celebration gets out of control and you just see this horse and I mean, I don't know if he did or not, but it looks like for some reason he's about to punch this horse.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like I could see, I would never do it, but I could see like someone punching a cop. Punching a police horse is the craziest possible move.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, just like what?
I mean, I wonder. Yeah, I don't know. That's. I mean, maybe the photographer's just like, hey, like pretend to punch the horse.
I will say, I was at an event downtown once, and I'm walking by these police on horses, and I go, can I take a picture with your horse? And he's like, yeah, sure. And it's so weird, is as my buddy goes to take the picture, the horse just kind of turns around and puts his head like almost on my shoulder. And I was like, and I look at the guy, like, is that normal? He goes, I don't know. Maybe he likes you unless you got something on you. And I'm like,
It's like, what? It's a drug horse? Get away from me.
Right. Right. He smells weed? What is this horse doing?
Oh my God. Dude, that's. I don't even know how to respond to that.
My drug horse.
Just, I don't know, dude. Sometimes you tell a story and I'm just like, I feel like I'm, you know, I'm reasonably okay of like speaking extemporaneously. And sometimes it just stops me in my tracks. I'm just like, that's hilarious, dude. And I'm just picturing like this horse on your shoulder and you're just like kind of blazed with your friend. Like, what do I do?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's pretty much what it was. The weirdest thing is, I hate to say it, the event was seeing the Dalai Lama. He was giving a speech at Lumen. So we were like, let's go. And then we didn't really think about it. So we still hit Sluggers beforehand.
You pre-gamed the Dalai Lama, His Holiness?
We did at Sluggers.
Oh my God, dude.
A news flash. When you walk into a Dalai Lama event, nobody's talking. We found that out the hard way. It felt like the whole stadium just stared at us. Like, yeah. All right.
Oh my God, dude. Like, I literally have no idea what to say. That's a hilarious story. But I'm just like, you know, you got to save us. I don't know, dude.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe it's a good time to take a break. We'll come back with some emails. What's Matt into the cop topic?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome ready back. As always, thanks to all our sponsors, if we had some today. But, of course, we always have our two main sponsors. If somebody hits you and you get injured, please call the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Ken Downey and their team over there love to help you out. And then remember, hey, it's getting a little chillier. Sometimes things and weird things can happen with your pipes and kind of your plumbing needs, man. If it gets stinky, call Pinkies. Those Pinky dudes are awesome, man. If they show up to our events, they show up in pink sequenced suits.
That's so rad.
Yeah. I mean, besides the fact they are a big sponsor of the men's room and everything, like, I just like the guys.
Sounds like they know how to have some fun, too.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Mr. Cobb, do we have some emails?
Oh, yeah. Why is my screen tiny? Okay, I might mess
up. That's what she said.
Yeah, my screen's sucked. Greetings, dudes. You guys are thriving, and we're here for it. So I've been working in corporate IT for the last 10 years and on the retail side of the same company for the 10 years before that. And I've had enough. I own my own home and all the American dream things, but boys, groceries are expensive, and my wage just isn't enough to eat well anymore. Started dating a doctor, and she's like, hey, why don't you make more money? So after some soul searching, I'm headed back to school. In January, I start classes for HVAC, and in 2 years before my 40th birthday, I'll have over doubled my income, all on my own. She's not covering a dime of my bills, just takes me out to dinner. Then I can take her to dinner. LOL. Life took many turns to this point, but it's going to finish strong. LARP on, fellas. The friendly IT guy, aka the tiny doctor's pool boy.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That is good. That's awesome, man. I love they're making change. Also,
it is funny. I have a buddy. Crush. I forget what his wife does. She's not a doctor, but she's like a, I don't know. She's a nurse, but has been at this one hospital and like worked her way up and this and that. So somebody, we were back there, they were like, you think he'll ever move back down to Maryland? I was like, no, man. Like, he does okay, but like, his wife does much better. Like, they're not moving away from her work.
Question. You're 30, you're broke, and it's time to start over. What career path are you picking? Answer, forest or park ranger. Qualifiers for me, have to be single, no massive debt. I'm in my mid-40s and have spent 20 professional years working in the field of automation in various windowless production facilities. I've had benefits and health insurance since the day I got my diploma and now own a home in Northwest Ohio with my wife and two wonderful, occasionally trying daughters. I was like,
very, I don't know. Yeah. You worded that very nicely, sir.
The hyphen threw me. I'm like, occasionally trying what? Like, oh, gotcha. Yeah. So far, automation has kept my head above water. No fat stacks or trips to chase chickens in Kauai. But I can't complain, and I keep my family supported. Oh yeah, we got to talk about Kauai. It was sick. All of that being said, I grew up a Boy Scout in the Pacific Northwest and missed those woods something fierce. Me too, brother. I originally thought about getting a forestry degree because getting paid to be outdoors sounded like a win-win. However, I also grew up with two debt-laden parents and knew that if I didn't support myself, no one would. No idea if there is a right choice when it comes to something like this, but I know things could be much, much worse. Side note, you guys mentioned a few times the concept of a job that is a sure thing. We all know that there's no such thing, especially these days, in my experience. All you can do is pick a path and hope for the best. Side note, all of your talk of fall the past two episodes is making me jealous. Mid-September in Northwest Ohio, and we're still in the high 70s. After a summer of consistently above 90 with no real breaks, I know those temps are what you call a desert cold snap, but too warm for me here. I don't want to be sweating in the pumpkin patches come October. Apologies if this was too long. Love you guys. I appreciate all these years of content. Thank you for keeping at it. Ross W., Toledo, Ohio.
I like that. So you didn't hear this story, but at the tailgate, my brother knows some people, and a couple different couples were like the one guy was from Seattle, right? So then when I started talking to them, and they're in their Husky gear, And I'm like, now we're sitting kind of in the back of his like SUV. And he's like, you want a sub? I'm like, nah, but we were BSing. And he's like, so you still live up there? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, where do you live? I'm like, North Seattle. And he goes, do you remember in like 2012 or 2013, we had like 50 some days straight of rain? And I go, yeah, I remember that. And he just kind of goes, it broke my wife. Her family lives in this DC area. So it was either be divorced or move here. And he's like, I miss the Northwest. Like, I thought he was going to almost start tearing up. He was just like, because it was like, it wasn't hot, but it was like 85 degrees. And like, all the Seattle guys are like sunscreening up. He's like, God damn it, I miss the Northwest.
Yeah, man. People who haven't been to, like, DC gets hot. It's like a weird heat, yeah, too. It's like kind of like, almost swampy. I don't know how to describe it. It's not like a Florida swamp. Because it was humid. It gets humid. It's like abrasively hot and humid at the same time.
Yeah. And I mean, that sun was beating on us. Mm-hmm. I was like, Jesus, man. Well, but yeah, that guy, I just love that guy. I noticed he's like, don't get me wrong, like, I love my wife. Like, obviously, that's why I'm staying here. But he's got, you know, he's got a good career there. But he was like, oh man, I miss the Northwest. He said, see my son over there? I go, yeah. He goes, I brought him out here. And he goes, Dad, what mountain is that? And he's like, nothing special. There's just snow on it. This is the North. This is, he was like, you grew up here.
Yeah. Oh, damn, dude. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Northwest is special. You know, I moved away, but I still love it. And of course, like, the forests are unbelievable. But yeah, it does get a little chilly. Weirdly, I knew about this Ohio thing. My friend is a farmer in, well, he does a lot of things, but one of the things he does is farm in northwest Indiana. And he was saying all the corn and soybeans are coming early this year. And I was like, oh, whoa. He's like, yeah, it's been a hot one. He was telling me that yesterday. So I'm like, oh, all right.
That's kind of crazy. They're already here. Yeah. Well, I will say, on the other end of the spectrum, it's legit cold. Like, I'm doing this podcast in a hoodie as I refuse to put on heat.
Nice. Plus, weirdly, all like corn related news makes its way to me because we have a popcorn shop. So I get like a lot of random, you know, weather tidbits from the Midwest. It's like, okay. Keep sending them though. Gives me the itch. Okay. Do you guys want? Oh, God, I forgot about our hot dog thing. Couple about the hot dogs.
All right. I like the hot dog talk.
Of course, hot dogs. I'm hitting the road, going to embark on the greatest hot dog journey America has ever seen. I'm not one to post much of anything on the internet, but you're telling me I'd get $1,000 a dog? I'm hitting the road and making a YouTube series about it. Sounds like a way better way to make money while traveling. Sorry, van influencers. I'm taking hot dogs in a random Motel 6 every night. Thanks, boys. Mick from LAC.
I mean, if I could hit the road and just eat $1,000 hot dogs per day, like, it's not a Hampton anymore. It's a Ted Smith Inn. This guy stays here so much, we renamed the whole franchise. And honestly, shout out to Hampton Inn. They don't give us any money. That's the ideal hotel for me, right? And I read this whole article on it where, like, some of the bigger chains are struggling and some of the smaller chains are. And, like, Hampton Inn was basically like, we're going to sit in the middle of the road. Right. A lot of them have a little indoor pool, which people love and families love. They have the continental or the breakfast in the morning. And they're like, look, nobody's going to sit there and act like this is the greatest breakfast in the world, but it saves you money. And they're like, we just stay in our lane. We're not trying to be anything more or anything less. We're right there for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Hampton Inn just rolls up its sleeves and goes to work every day. No crazy fees. Like, it's not going to blow you away, but it's not going to piss you off either. I stay in hotels a lot for work and for life. And the fee thing is getting really crazy. Like, just random fees for like stuff that they're like inventing new fees. They actually have conferences about like what fees you can add. So I'm with you. Hampton Inn for the win.
Yeah, I know. I'll make a waffle down there every morning.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I think we talked about this about 10 years ago on this podcast, but my dream in life, Ted, when I knew I always was like, you know how I'll know that I've made it is when I was in college at Boston College, they had little Belgian waffle presses in the cafeteria that had a Boston College Eagle on them. And I'm like, dude, the day I buy one of those waffle presses, I know I've reached the peak. Well, I'm just making my own Boston College Belgian waffles, dude. It's over, bro. I've looked into it. They're obviously only like $260, but I'm not ready yet, dude. We're not there. I want to be sleeping on mink minimum.
Right. That's the other issue. It's like, how many waffles are you really going to eat in a week?
Oh, bro, don't test me.
The other reason to get a waffle iron, I've learned from our buddy Barnes, is just to throw a Dick's cheeseburger in there the next day.
That's a pro move. Damn. Nice. Boys. Oh, wait. Dogs or dollars? Boys, dogs every day. Your threshold of 2 dogs a day is way too high. Let's just do 1 dog a day, Monday to Friday. That's 260 grand. I can spend 5 minutes each workday eating 1 dog and never have to work again. I now have 8 to 10 hours in my day back where I can work out to work off all those dogs. The question also didn't specify it had to be cheap meat dogs. Switch it up with a veggie or vegan dogs if you're really worried about the health issues. All the land. August.
All the land.
All the land. He's right, right? Like we were saying, it didn't say it had to be a cheap little hot dog. You can get fancy ones, maybe a chicken dog. I don't know.
We have two more dog-related ones we'll cover. All Wait, right. Did this person send 4 emails related to the dogs? Oh, bro, let's go. I'm in. Dogs or dollars? ¿Por qué no los dos? Would you rather have 1 million or get $1,000 for every hot dog you eat? Simple question. Wait, okay. Oh, this is the original guy who sent it. Okay, so let me read his original email, and then we'll go with this next two. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah, because he's a doctor.
What? I don't actually know. He hangs out with doctors. We know that. Well, he said us at work today. God damn, good question. All right, you listen to this email, you tell me if he's a doctor. I think he actually might be. Would you rather have $1 million or get $1,000 for every hot dog you eat? Simple question derailed us at work today. I want you to try to picture 5 doctors, well-educated, financially stable, conscious about our health and wellness, struggling with the temptations of the forbidden Frank. Would you quit your day job to get by guzzling glizzies? I'm pretty confident I could come out ahead taking the dogs, but I'm going with the million up front. I don't mix work and pleasure. Follows up. Little Smokies? Maybe Ted Smith doesn't have that dog in him. We're talking hot dogs, dog and bun. They can be beef, pork, or a combination. Essentially, what would show up if you ordered a hot dog out somewhere? Most certainly not a veggie dog. Damn, dude, Ted, you've been called out directly.
I thought 3 Little Smokies equaled 1 hot dog.
All right. I don't know if this guy put his name. Okay, so I'm not going to say it. But, Doc, I can assure you of one thing and one thing only. After this summer, Ted Smith's got that dog in him. So he sent a photo in his last one in Detroit for game 3 and 4. These tickets paid for themselves. Let's go. And it's a picture of him just holding a giant hot dog covered in onions, mustard, and chili. Dude, hell yeah. And a beer.
Nice. The Coney dog. I love this guy. Just like Ted, don't be a I'm in Detroit for the playoff games. Eat a hot dog.
He's like, you're a bitch. I'm a doctor. I'm crushing dogs.
Like that. You're a bitch. I'm a doctor.
All right, we got one last one. Dogs are $1 million. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Dogs are 1 million. I must go with dogs. Think of this. You want that new car for... Dude, so those these emails, I'm just like, what is, where did my life derail? Think of this. You want that new car for $60,000? New challenge to eat 60 dogs. Buy a new house for only 400 to 800 dogs. I don't have to eat them all at once, but I could put down 6 a day if I was trying. I would give up my job to just eat dogs. But to be fair, I'd only need to eat 10 dogs a month to live comfortably. Ted, give that Kraken dog a chance. It's by far my favorite. They sell them at Costco or Safeway. Peace out, gents. And then he actually included a picture of the Seattle-style Kraken dog from Bavarian Meats, which does look
I've had them. They're delicious. It is funny. I like everybody, even though, like, something the one guy's a doctor. Like, none of us don't like our jobs. Or he's like, I'll quit my job and eat hot dogs. Like, this is no-brainer.
Yeah, dude, I know. Every man in America is just like, well, I'm never showing up at work again. I got that dog in me. I think the thing is, I think like that tune starts to change about like month 3. You know, you're like, God, like these dogs are pretty rough. But I don't know, dude. There's some freaks out there. Like I truly believe MCTP could do it for 10 years. I really believe that. He's just like, he's got like the commitment and kind of just like he gets focused on something and just like nothing sways him. You know, he's a disciplined eater.
I also just think, I mean, people are right. Like, we don't have to eat them every day. You just pick one day a week that's like, you know, I put down 8 a week on Sundays.
Oh. That's, dude, I'd be trying to like mix them into other meals, like dog dip and like, nah, honestly.
No, it's dog and bun. The doctor set the rules.
How many of these guys can I really crank down in a week? Yeah, I'm wondering if it's easier to go one a day or to, you know, because I was telling Matt about my little pull-up challenge I've been doing, but I just do one pull-up and then I drop off the bar and then jump up and do another one. I did 100 pull-ups and I'm like, that might be the way to go with dogs. Just like, you know, bird by bird. It's like just step by step versus like if you go big time, I don't know, man. It's a tough question. Honestly, it's perfect. It's the perfect brain teaser.
It's pretty good. And the thing is, it's just like, I already like hot dogs.
For now. You want that house, Ted? 400 dogs.
What do you mean put that hot dog down? I'm eating this for us.
What's that sweatshirt you're wearing? 6 dogs. Half a dog.
I'm gonna do that all weekend because I don't know if the other 3 guys have been listening to the podcast and just be like, how much was that? Oh, 10 dogs. All right.
Yeah. 2 dogs. Nice, dude. Nice.
That's right. It's a G per dog.
Yeah, G per dog. Damn, dude, you paid 2 dogs for these seats?
Right. Man, you must be loaded.
I mean, dude, that Mariner suite, dog point 3, you know? Dog
point. You know what the funny thing is? We've been talking about hot dogs for like 3 weeks now. And like, even at the tailgate, I had a couple burger. Like, I don't know that I've eaten a hot dog. And I'm like, I love them. I've been around them the last 2 weekends and haven't eaten one.
Dude, it's like shotgunning one beer a season, man. We got to get a dog in. Like, it's a big sports season. Maybe in Austin. Dude, actually, if you guys end up going, I really don't know if that German place will be cool. Like we were talking about with the game being away, but you know, they do have dogs. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I got a big old kielbasa sitting in my fridge. Maybe I'll heat up a little hunk of it tonight.
Got that dog in him. No little smokies. That's it on emails. We'll stop with the dogs.
Oh, all right. Well, there is one guy on this podcast that we know for sure has that dog in him. Let's check out what he was doing with What's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Matt,
what's good? What's Matt? Whoa.
Check out with What's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Before we get to What's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Check out with What's Mattening.
Well, as we alluded to, I went up to Seattle for a quick trip this weekend and flew in Friday night. Plane was delayed. Landing was delayed like 20 minutes on the ground before we got to the gate. And so got in late and took an Uber to my grandpa's.
For the record, that I don't know what it is. Am I the only one? Like, if a flight's delayed, fine. Sitting on that tarmac for 20 minutes drives me up a wall.
It bends time, dude.
Yeah. it's one thing. At least when you're sitting in the plane, it's moving. Like, now we're just sitting in this seat.
Yeah, just take some laps just for my peace of mind. I just need to feel some motion here. And then when we got there, dude, every single gate in the end gates area was closed except for the one that we had. I'm like, I understand they probably just didn't have the staff, but it's like, dude, there are 15 empty gates immediately next to the one we just waited for 20 minutes for.
Yeah.
So that was just like an extra little jab, but yeah, then I was a little stressed out, so I took a hit of my weed pen on the way to the Uber area, and it got me really good. It just like smacked me, and I just like got in the car, and I was like, you know what, we're just going full send. We're just gonna sit in the front seat with Muhammad, and we're just gonna talk the whole time. I'm talking about the Mariners and Palm Springs and golf and the Firebirds. He just keeps going, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We drive Right by my grandpa's house is the golf course that I like learned to golf at when I was a kid. We'd go there and like get lessons and stuff. And I'm like, just high as hell, like, Muhammad, that's where I learned to golf. Like I told you, I moved to Palm Springs for golf. It's such a big part of my life. It all started right there.
He's just getting the full MCTV breakdown.
Yeah. Like, I'll sit on a tarmac for 20 minutes, dude. We're going to have a chat. and so, yeah, my grandpa lives down in Browns Point, Tacoma area. And so it was a long drive, lots of conversation. It was a fun ride. And then my mom was staying there. So when I woke up, you know, we hung out. Like, I hadn't been to his house in a while. It's weird. Everything looks the same, smells the same. You know, you get all this flashback. Like, I definitely did some robo tripping down in the basement where I was staying back in the day. And, like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Like, so it's just a fun, like, you know, trip down memory lane. And, you know, just felt really grateful. I had great grandparents. My grandma's not with us anymore, but you know, it was fun to go back there and see everything how I remember it. And I also remember going to the poodle dog with them down in Fife, kind of an iconic spot in the South End. So we went there for breakfast and had a waffle, like it's the Keaty's special of the poodle dog, like waffle, all right, eggs, bacon, can't go wrong. Really good. Got a shirt, and then we finished that up. Went back to his house. My aunt and uncle lived nearby. They came over. I hadn't seen them in a while. It was good to catch up. My uncle's gotten really into golf since last time I saw him. So like, didn't talk to my aunt very much. Really, Gary, you're an engineer, you know. He's like, yeah, I know the spin, the roll of the green, it's all so crazy. And we had a great conversation. And then eventually, you know, just hung out with my grandpa for a while, helped him out with a couple things, and then my mom and I went back to my parents' house. Got Qdoba. I missed them. Nice. I made a joke. We don't have them down here. But I made a joke and took a picture of like the display catering bag of chips and was like, my girlfriend works in travel. So I was like, hey, can I count this as my personal item in addition to my carry-on bag? And she's like, actually you can. And so Sunday before I left town, I went down and I just got a catering bag of chips and it's out there right now. It's so good.
That's pretty good. I like that.
So, yeah, we, you know, I hung out at the house for a little bit, had Qdoba. You know, I didn't want to rush up north, but I knew I was going to make pretty good time. And then went out to the facility, hit some shots on the golf simulator. I think USC was winning against Michigan that night, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that SC game was Michigan. On. Shout out Carson the Lawyers. That was cool. I'm a Trojans fan. The guy who – we had some fun with this. So – I'm also, you know, watching all the games with Carson. I'm like a de facto SC fan, but one of my clients also went to SC and grew up with Sam Darnold's mom. Like, they went to the same school around Long Beach. Yeah, Ted.
So, yep, I forgot to bring that up.
So my client went to SC, you know, is like a booster for them or whatever. And they, you know, so he obviously, we were talking about Sam Darnold, because he's the Seahawks quarterback, and my client goes, I got a story for you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you went to SC, he went to SC, you met him or whatever. He goes, so I grew up with his mom, and growing up, you know, his mom's dad was the Marlboro man. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, the Marlboro man was Sam Darnold's grandfather. And so,
Cobb, the original Marlboro man.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
Yeah. Our
quarterback. Cowboy killers.
Yeah.
Correct. It gets better. Oh, so, go ahead, Matt.
So, yeah. So that's why I was, you know. Go ahead. that.
Somebody.
He's the original Marlboro Man, right? He was a fireman, an actor, and his name was Dick Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You know what year Dick Hammer died in?
No.
1969.
Jesus, dude. They really don't make them like they used to.
No, we decided on Saturday night, the Seahawks win a Super Bowl, everybody's smoking Marlboros.
God, man, that guy is like, yeah, wrap that casket in American flag. Jesus.
Right.
Oh. Deserves his own national park.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's funny when you look up Sam Darnold's grandpa, like all the other teams he's played for, some of their blogs have picked up this fact, but the Seahawks haven't yet. But it's like, when you look it up, it's like the Vikings and the Panthers and the Jets, like these random blogs for those teams. Like, oh, our quarterback Sam Darnold's grandpa was Marlboro Man. How cool is that? But the Seahawks blogs haven't picked it up yet. But yeah, eventually I feel like that's going to make the rounds.
Right. Marlboro Man, actor, and a firefighter. And his name is Dick Hammer. I can't say it enough.
I can feel the testosterone 40 years later.
The T levels are through the roof, by the way. Hope you got your protein in today.
That's strong T, dude. That is high T all day, baby. High T. Green flag.
So our friend told us she's going to have a son, and I was like, she mentioned testosterone. I was like, I would know about high T. It's over 900. Just got tested. Like, I couldn't wait to get that out.
Hell yeah,
dude. As soon as I heard the word.
Just get a tattoo of that.
And, yeah, so after hanging out with my dad for a little bit, I drove up north because I knew Ted and Taryn and Brad and a bunch of our other friends were all meeting for a third birthday party that I missed the actual birthday party part, but I caught the late night grown up hangs. And yeah, man, it was great to see everyone. That was a lot of fun. I didn't know who knew I was going to be there. But yeah, I just kind of showed up, you know, and wandered in and, you know, caught some people off guard, and it was a fun night. It was good to see everyone. Stayed way later than I planned, but I got to break the news to Sean and Ted that Sam Darnold's grandpa's a Marlboro Man, which I've been sitting on that information for a couple weeks now. And you guys were a great audience.
Yeah,
that's huge.
And then, yeah, like, just within a matter of minutes, me and Sean are like making a pact. Like, Seahawks win the Super Bowl. Either I'm coming up here or you're coming down there, and we're smoking Marlboros together.
Smoking Reds.
It's like, I'll do a whole pack. Like,
yeah, I can't remember. I'm smoking a pack, boys.
We're not going to hold you to that, bro, but it's at least one for sure.
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah, so everyone was fired up. It was a great night. And yeah, I texted you this, Ted, like, you and our buddy Sean got the 3-year-old a JSN jersey. And
correct.
So JSN was like a topic of the night that kept coming up just in like random little jokes. And
3-year-old girl, we got her a JSN jersey.
That's ridiculous.
It was the first gift she opened. She was like, okay.
Put it on. Let's get a photo.
Exactly, dude.
I'm so good.
You and Sean are like all thumbs up, big smiles, and she's just like kind of confused in the middle. Frame it.
Like, it's a legit jersey. It's a legit jersey.
So when I got home, I was like, dude, JSN's going to have a huge day tomorrow. I got to get some prop bets with him in it. Prize Picks doesn't work in Washington. I was so pissed. I feel everyone's pain. I'll try to not talk about Prize Picks on this cast that's mostly Washington people listening, because it was brutal. Yeah, so Saturday night was great. Sunday, I hung out with my friend Colin, who has pretty intense Down syndrome and is just a lot of fun. And I talked to him on the phone, but he's not super verbal. And so I get lost, and I could tell he just had some stuff to show me. And so he showed me some of his new toys and new Nerf guns and the new YouTube Jurassic Park videos that he's obsessed with that he tells me about on the phone. So now I have a better understanding for our phone calls. But I showed you the picture of all those Nerf guns, right, Ted?
An arsenal. Arsenal.
Arsenal is the right term. It's an entire twin size bed filled with Nerf guns in his second bedroom. And that room is just like filled with that on the bed. The ground is just all Jurassic Park figures, just hundreds of plastic dinosaurs. I mean, it's unreal. Cobb, I'll send you the picture right now of the arsenal. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to see Colin. We had a good time.
Nice.
Went to McDonald's and then we went to Fred Meyer, had to go there. And wound up in the sporting goods section, and he grabbed a baseball glove and just like squatted down like a catcher and had me pitch an invisible ball to him. And I was like, Cal Raleigh's going yard tonight. I could tell. I can't bet on it, but I know Cal's going to get a fucking homer. And sure enough, he did, dude. I could have gotten so rich this weekend.
And Cobb, keep in mind, the Nerf gun thing really came up because, you know, the ring game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, yeah. Just on a string, and you got to get it on the hook. So it turned into, once we started counting you down, I had a little Nerf gun, which I would lock and load at 5, and then pressure was on. If you didn't get it by 1, you got shot.
Matt, this photo you just sent me, I mean, one, that's the biggest like arsenal of Nerf weapons I've ever seen, and two, there's a giant American flag in the background. Oh, just like, let's go.
He sends us that photo.
Dick Hammer.
Right, we're still up there Sunday. I go, what are his political views? That's a lot of guns and a flag.
Yeah.
Matt, it was awesome to see it, and it was kind of fun from my end watching people that didn't know that you were going to be there, and just like people just coming out to the garage, like, holy shit, Matt's here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, awesome. Good stuff there. Yeah, guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Okay, so Halloween's coming up, and, you know, I've said for years on this cast that Ted has, like, an archetypal Seattle look, and what I mean by that is he was the original, but I when I'm driving in downtown Seattle, like, I'll see guys who, like, have the Ted Smith look. It's like the haircut, the beard, like, you know, hoodie, usually like some cargo shorts. It depends on the time of year, but, you know, there's like, yeah, there's a Ted Smith look. So
he works at a brewery.
Exactly. Yeah. And 50% of the time, neo-Nazi, but whatever. Aryan race guy, but whatever. 50-50 though, or super liberal. You never really know.
Either way, you know he owns a gun.
It's got that strap. So Halloween's coming up. If someone was dressing up as you, what is, not as Ted, but just as you, the listener, what is a little tip you'd give them to make sure they get it right? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. We'll read it on next week's show. But Halloween's coming up. If someone was dressing up as you, like you were the costume, what's a little tip you'd give them to make sure you'd get it right? I'm going to go first just because I'm doing the cop topic, which is, I would say you got to have a little 5 o'clock shadow. My facial hair grows very quickly. And even if I shave in the morning, like by 5 o'clock, she's back. So you got to have just a little pepper out there. Don't forget it. Boys?
Well, remember our buddy Bill dressed up one year at the Halloween party as me. I think the only thing he missed was like the Air Maxes.
Oh, dude, yeah, the Air Maxes are key. That's a classic Ted shoe.
I'm wearing pink
and they
ones
better
right
be
now.
Fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's honestly perfect. That's like exactly what I mean with this question. Matt?
I would say you can't use scissors when you're taking sleeves off a shirt. They're all hand ripped and you gotta rip it. If it's, you know, if it's the wrong material, you just gotta like wear it as a t-shirt till it fades enough that you can rip it. These days there's a lot more like thinner blends where you can just brand new just rip it, but like you can do some detail work with some scissors, that's fine, but like the initial rip here, I swear you can just tell. You just gotta, it's gotta be all muscle. It can't be blade assisted.
Yeah, it's organic.
Yeah. But
yeah, I would say that was my thing for both of you. Like with Cobb, I might wear something kind of shiny. I don't know if it's a shirt or something. And then
the shirt I'm wearing right now has shiny horseshoes on it.
Yeah. And then right for Matt, my first thought was, well, get rid of the fucking sleeves. Like whatever. Like it should be like a black metal band, you know, like, but as long as the sleeves are gone, it counts. I do like that fancy little shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, it's we went to meet up with this guy at a fancy hotel before this. So yeah, it's for people listening, it's like what are these things called? Pearl snap Texas style shirt with two horses on my chest with little, what are those called? Horseshoes. Pretty good.
Yeah.
But you're right. Good. Shiny. I mean, you nailed it.
I was at your wedding.
I tried to be a shiny person. Yeah, at my wedding, if we didn't talk about it, I was wearing a full gold glitter suit. Tuxedo.
We're probably 50-50. Depending on my flights, but you know what? I'm not sure we're going to be here next week. I'm not sure I'm going to be on the men's room on Tuesday. I'm like, yeah, booked it kind of light, Southwest, overnighter. I got a layover, like the government shut down. Who knows?
Dude, the schedule we give people is just getting crazier and crazier. We're like, all right, we're going to be out for 3 weeks. We're going to be back for half an episode. For two. It's like, hey, man, it's a free podcast, dude. You get what you pay for.
I know. Somebody was texting me on Sunday. They're like, man, I miss seeing you. And I was like, maybe November. Like October is just booked, right? There was Maryland, Stanwood, Austin, Emerald Queen Casino. I think the Saturday, I don't even want to say I have the Saturday after Halloween open, because Lord knows something will show up. But Jesus, man, I'm dying to just sit on my couch and watch some ball.
Yeah, dude. Well, maybe come November, December, you know?
You never know. All right. Well, good, Cobb. Good to see you, Matt. Good to have all three of us back together. Yeah, there you go. There's another episode. We might be back next week for sure, 2 weeks out. And then, yeah, we got a pimp. We're going to have a big guest we've been trying to get on for years. Local guy, local legend. He knows us a little bit. But yeah, for MCTP, for Cobb, and the Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.